So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf mentioned the opinion of Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana that Kimlei b'derab minei applies to Chayvei Krisus just as it applies to Chayvei Mises Bezdin. For example, if someone committed a transgression for which he is liable for both Karis and Tashlumin, monetary compensation, Potter minat Tashlumin, he only receives Karis but is exempt from Tashlumin because Kimlei b'derab minei. The more stringent Karis absolves him of the less stringent Tashlumin. However, in a case in which one stole chaylev, forbidden fats, and ate them, chayev v'tashlumin. He's liable for both, karis and tashlumin, because kvar nischayev b'gneva koidem shabali de iser chaylev. The chayev tashlumin was incurred through hagbah, lifting it, before the chayev krisis, which was incurred through achila, eating it, and the chayev karis cannot absolve him of the pre-existing chayev tashlumin, because Kimlei Midrab Minei applies only where Misa v'Tashlumin ba'in ke'echot. The Chiyuv Misa and Chiyuv Tashlumin are incurred simultaneously, as explained in the previous daf. The Gemara continues that this is not a contradiction to Rabbi Ovin, who says, Hazorek chetz mitchilas arba l'soif arba v'kora shiroyin b'halichosoi potter. If one shot an arrow on Shabbos, and it traveled a distance of 4 amos in a Rishus HaRabim, and also tore a garment during its course, he is exempt from Tashlumin, from paying for the garment, because of Kimlei b'derabamine. Although the Tashlumin incurred through Kriya preceded the Misa of Shabbos incurred through Hanacha, the landing of the arrow. However, since Akira Tzerech Hanacha hi, one's Chayv Misa through Hanacha only if it was preceded by Akira. Therefore, as Rashi explains, Misa v'Tashlumin ba'in ke'echad she'akira Tzerech Hanacha hi, u'mehahi shaita aschalo lola malacha. The Chiyuv Misa is considered to be incurred during the entire duration of the Melacha Vaitzah, Vahavara Bishus HaRabim, which consists of both Akira removing the item from its initial location and Hanacha placing it in another location. The Chiyuv Tashlum is also incurred within that time frame. Therefore, Kimlei b'derabamineh applies, and the Misa absolves him of the Tashlumin. The Gemara explains further that this reasoning cannot be applied to the case of Chaylev as well, to say that since Hagbah Tzairach Achilahi, it's considered Misa v'tashlumin ba'in ke'echad, and therefore Potter mitashlumin because of Kimlei m'derabamineh. Because there are two distinctions between Zrika versus Arabim and Achilas Chaylev. Number one, in the case of Zrika versus Arabim, I efshe lahanocha b'lay Akira. One cannot make Hanocha without a preceding Akira. Therefore, Akira Tzerech Hanochahi. But in the case of Achilas Chaylev, Efshe La'achila B'loi Hagbah. De'i Boi Gochin Va'achil. One can transgress Achila without a preceding Hagbah by stooping down and eating it without lifting it. Therefore, Hagbah Lav Tzerech Achilahi. Number two, in the case of Zrika versus Arabim, I Boi La'adura Loi Matzi Mahadala. An Akira through Zrika cannot be retracted. Therefore, Akira Tzerech Hanochahi. But in the case of Achilas Chaylev, Matzi Mahadala, the Hagbah can be retracted. Therefore, Hagbah lav Tzerech Achilohi. The Gemara explains, Ika Beinayu, Hamavir Sakin Bishus HaRabim, V'kora Shiroyin B'Halichosoi. The difference between these reasons would be in a similar case of Avoras Shabbos. The difference between these reasons would be in a similar case of Avora B'Shabbos, where instead of throwing, he carried a knife through a Rishus HaRabim and it tore a garment during its course. The reason of I Efsher Lahanocha B'loi Akira applies here as well, but the reason of Loi Matzi Mahadlo does not apply here because he can stop walking. The Gemara continues discussing the concept of Akira Tzerech Hanochahi and asks from the following brisa. Hagoynev kis b'Shabbos chayev, shekvar nischayev b'gneva koidim shiyovo lidei iser skila. One who stole a wallet on Shabbos through Hagbah, picking it up in the house, and then committing hoitzah, carrying it out into the Rishus HaRabim, is Chayiv B'Tashlumin, because the Chiyuv Tashlumin was incurred at Hagbah before the Chiyuv Skila was incurred at Hoitzah, and Kimlei B'Derabamineh does not apply. The Gemara asks that he should be Potter B'Tashlumin based on the concept of Hagbah Tzerech The Gemara asks that he should be Potter B'Tashlumin based on the concept of Hagbah Tzerech Hoitzahi. The Hagbah is also the Akira of the Hoitzah. This would make it Misa v'Tashlumin ba'in ke'echad, in which case Kimlei m'derabamineh does apply. The Gemara answers, Hamani ben Azahi, the Omar mahalech ke'oimei dami. This braisa follows the opinion of Ben Azai, who says that when one is mavir chayfetz, carries an item while walking, each step is considered as if he was oimei, stopped. thereby making an anacha and then restarting with another akira. Accordingly, the tashlumin was already incurred at Hagbah, while the chiv misa was only incurred at the akira of the last step before exiting the house to Rishus Harabim. The Braisa continues. However, if I am megare v'yoytze, potter. Shaharei iser Shabbos ugneva bo'in ke'echad. If he did not lift the kiss, but dragged it on the ground into the Rishus Harabim, he's potter mitashlumin because it is misa v'tashlumin bo'in ke'echad, in which case kimle b'dirabmine does not apply because the misa and tashlumin were incurred simultaneously when the kiss passed over the threshold from the house into the Rishus Harabim. However, the Gemara asks that at the point of dragging the kiss into Rishus Harabim, there would not be Eirsu Gneva, because Meshicha does not affect the Kenyan in Rishus Harabim. The Gemara offers three answers. Number one, Issa Shabbos Ugneva Bo'in Ke'echad, but the Afkei Letzidei Rishus Harabim. He dragged the kiss out to the sides of the Rishus Harabim, where Meshicha does affect the Kenyan. Therefore, Le'inyan Shabbos Chayav Misa, because the Braisa holds like Rabbi Eliezer that holds, Tzidei Rishus Harabim, Kirishus Harabim Dami. Because the Braisa holds like Rabbi Eliezer that Tzidei Rishus Harabim, Kirishus Harabim Dami. Tzidei Rishus Harabim is considered a Rishus Harabim regarding Hoitzah. The Zimn and the Dachki Rabim Va'ayli Lehosom. The public traverses Tzidei Rishus Harabim during congestion. However, Le'inyan Mikna Kani. Tzidei Rishus Harabim is considered a Rishus Hayachid regarding Kinyan, the Halay Shchichi Rabim. The public does not frequent the Tzidei Rishus Harabim. Number two. Ravashi says that the Braisa refers to a Rishus Harabim, and Isser Shabbos Ugneva Boin Ke'echad. Kishetzirif Yodei Lamata Mishloisha V'Kibloi. He placed his hand lower than three tefachim from the ground and accepted the kiss in the Rishus Harabim, so Le'inyan Shabbos Chayav Misa, because the Hanacha was in the Rishus Harabim. Although we need a Hanacha on a Makim Dalet Al Dalet, an area of 4x4 tefachim, however, Amar Rava, Yodei Shal Adam Chashuvaloi Ke'arba Al Arba. A person's hand is considered an area of 4x4 tefachim. Therefore, le'inyan mikna kani, as Rashi explains, ki heichi de le'inyan Shabbos chashuv makom, le'inyan mikna nami chashuv makom. Since regarding Shabbos, his hand is considered a significant area. Regarding kinyan, his hand is also considered a significant area. Ki ilu higbiu l'mayla mishloisha, as if he actually performed hagbah above three tefachim, in which he is koine the gneva. Number three, Rashi says that the Braisa refers to Rishus Harabim and Isser Shabbos Ugneva Bo'in Ke'echad because of Rishus Harabim Nami Kana. One can acquire a Kinyan in Rishus Harabim as well.